Hey, Bulldogs fans, it's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
It is the AC, Adrian College, All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 95.5.
You know what this sound means.
Ian, he was taking the advice of the guy that said, go west, young man, go west. that's what he has done. He has gone west, and he has headed to Wisconsin. So we're kicking things off with Craig Rainey, the athletic director at Adrian College. Good afternoon, Craig.
Good afternoon. How are you?
It's still too early.
To
make that assessment. I tell people I'm usually more accurate around 9 p.m. So if you're really interested, check back with me. But Fortunately, nobody ever does. But, you know, we were talking just before, you know, okay, we're just starting the winter sports, just got done with the fall sports, but it's always busy, 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 isn't it?
Yeah.
Athletics.
Yeah, there's always something going on, something you can do. Obviously, with us having 50 different teams and things, there's really never a slow time. We just transitioned from fall and winter both going on at the same time. To now just winter sports and things. So a few less events and games on campus, but still pretty active and hopping up until next week. It will be finals week, so it'll be a little slower during finals week. And then we'll pick up until Christmas, and then everybody will get a little break at Christmas time.
You know, that's the thing. The last 5 years, it's been kind of like a mushroom cloud of the amount of sports that has been added to the Adrian College campus. It is just amazing.
Yeah, it's been great. I think obviously it's exciting. We have some sports that, you know, are new sports that are just emerging that a lot of schools don't have. Gives our students and our student athletes a lot of opportunities to do different things. And even if you are an athlete, you get to, you know, go to different sporting events, see different people. I mean, nobody would have imagined 5 years ago that there would have been such a thing as cornhole would have been a sport and, you know, things like that and stuff. But we now have a cornhole team. We have a bass fishing team. We have a synchronized skating team. And just kind of sports that, you know, aren't always, you know, headlined in the newspapers when it comes to football and basketball and baseball, but sports that are obviously very interesting. I've learned a lot watching some of them. And obviously, too, just how committed those athletes are to their sports and things. And people all the time are like, oh, like, what's cornhole do? And I'm like, they practice every day like everybody else, like 2 hours a day. Like, they're in the gym. Like, they you don't get good at cornhole by not playing and things. So, it's been cool. And the commitment level of all of our athletes is amazing.
Well, we'll talk about cornhole just a tinge in a minute. But, you know, the way it impacts the morale and the student life on campus, it's just super positive.
Yeah, I mean, like, so obviously I still, you know, coach baseball and wear that hat too and things. So I often ask, you know, my players, like, why Adrian? Why'd you choose Adrian? What was the deciding factor? And a lot of them will say, like, Adrian has that small school feel when you're in the classrooms and, you know, academically and things, but when you're here on a Saturday and a Sunday and there's, you know, five different sporting events going on, it has that big school feel to it. And and it gives us activities and things to do, and that's what college, you know, kids want, is they want that opportunity to engage and do things and not sit in the dorm rooms and things. So I think that's a really cool part of it. And you know, as a head coach, like, we try to bring recruits on campus. Like, when homecoming, you know, there's four events going on in a day, I want our recruits to come back and see, like, hey, this is a pretty cool environment. Like, this is, you know, it may not be Division One, but it has a pretty cool feel to it. You feel pretty special when you're here playing.
Well, you know, you kind of, the hockey program kind of made the template, but all the new sports that you have added have just risen to the top of the rankings at a meteoric pace. And, you know, wrestling, rugby, bass fishing, these are all like top 10 programs in the country.
Yeah, and I think that, I mean, obviously goes back to President Docking and his vision, and making sure that when we decide to do something, we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to be competitive, and we're going to give, you know, the students, student athletes, an opportunity to be successful, give them the tools they need, and you know, like, we're one of the few schools that has full-time coaches. I mean, we have a full-time, you know, cornhole coach. We have a full-time bass fishing coach. Like, so those student athletes have the resources, they have the people in place to make them successful and things. So I think that's part of it, is when you decide to do something, you got to jump in with both feet.
Well, you know, I think the bass fishing team is amazing. I mean, most people, if they didn't have any idea, they would have thought that, well, bass fishing, that's a sport south of the Mason-Dixon line. And no, I mean, they're right up here, and they are competing for championships.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and I didn't realize this, is they all compete against each other, right? So it's us against Ole Miss and LSU,
yeah,
and, you know, all those schools down there that, you know, that's kind of their big thing. And here we are, you know, Adrian, Michigan, and we're competing with the best of the best and beating them a lot of the times. And, you know, in the top five pretty much every year in bass fishing and things. So it is crazy. And when you really, you know, look back and analyze it, like, you know, and look and say there's one division in bass fishing. Like, everybody plays everybody. Like, so it's not, you know, like, Division One in football, and then there's Division Two, and then there's Division Three. Like, it's just, we go against everybody, and we fish with the best.
So. Yeah, and, you know, people, you know, when I fish, I got to have luck on my side. But when these people fish, you know, the Adrian College team fishes, they are just, you know, it's not luck.
No.
They're out there. They know where the fish are at because they've done their homework, and they've done this and done this and done this. And it doesn't make any difference if you're, you know, in Louisiana or up here in Michigan. You know, you could still find the fish. That's what they find, the fish.
Yeah, yeah. It's a unique experience. It's a unique task, and things. I would not be very good at it because I can't fish. And the reason I can't fish is because when I go fishing, I don't catch anything, and it's really boring. So.
Well, you know, it's okay. I'm kind of, you know, I would say I was in the boat, but most of the time I don't fish from a boat. I just fish from terra firma. But, yeah, and all the other sports. Okay, the winter sports going on. Obviously, the standard bearer is the hockey program. I'm not just the D1, D3 men and D3 ladies, but it's the, you know, it's the ACHA. Those are all highly ranked teams, and you know, that's a complete hockey program. And you are going up against some really heavyweights, Michigan State, Michigan, and in some of those competitions, and right there.
Yeah, I mean, we competed just about every level for a national championship in hockey, and it's amazing. You know, a lot of credit to the coaches and the players that come here to, you know, play hockey and things like that. The expectation level is high. And I think it's always hard when the expectation level is high and things, and people are gunning for you. I mean, let's just say what it is. I mean, you know, probably Adrian College Hockey is the one circled team on everybody's schedule. And if we're going to win a championship, or we're going to get to the national championship, or we're going to do this or that, it's got to go through Adrian. So to show up week in and week out and put it on the line and, you know, be successful for as many years as we have is, you know, is a credit to those athletes and the coaches that work tremendous amount of hours over there.
Well, you know, one of the women's rugby, second in the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, a few years ago, who'd have thought women's rugby, period, let alone second in the country?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, Coach Bowen's done a great job. He's, you know, with both our men and women's team, like, you know, we recruit all over, you know, the United States. We recruit internationally. There's a lot of time and effort put into that. And, you know, like, you know, most people that live in Michigan know that Michigan's not a rugby state. You know, you can't go 20 miles down the road and get rugby players.
Like, right.
I mean, most of the time you're going overseas, or, you know, you're going somewhere else to find them. So a lot of credit to those two coaches that have done a tremendous amount of work and spend a lot of time going out and finding the athletes that help us compete.
Yeah, and the ACHA men's team is number one in the country. The women's team's number five in the country. I mean, all of this stuff is just it's amazing that you get the student-athletes to come to Adrian and be the best.
Yeah, and I think a little of that is standard, too. And I know we talk about it in baseball all the time is, like, you know, like we want to be the program that's, you know, up on the same level with everybody else. So I think it's kind of the standard across campus, too, right? Like, you see hockey winning, and you see rugby winning, and you see synchro qualifying to represent the USA overseas, and all of a sudden you're like, we want our program to be right there, and, you know, we want to be at that level with everybody else. So I think it's a, kind of that competitive nature on campus, too, to, you know, go there and compete at the highest level because everybody else is doing it.
Yeah, I imagine that. Is the person in most demand on campus a Zamboni, guy that drives a Zamboni?
It is. The most hours on campus right now are on our Zamboni machine, I can tell you that.
I mean, between all the hockey teams and then you got the synchronized and figure skating, ice time is kind of at a premium.
Yeah, it is at a premium. I mean, Thursday through Sunday, I mean, that it runs nonstop through the ice arena. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, obviously, with practices and stuff. But once, you know, most of our teams start playing on Wednesdays, Thursdays through Sunday, like, there's times on Sunday we'll have four hockey games in a day. Like, it's nuts. And
yeah, the Zamboni,
you know,
guy.
Yeah.
Well, does he have a tip jar on his
anyway. He'd be rich and retired
yeah,
if he
yeah,
did.
Right. But, so, anyway, I mean, when you talk about all of that stuff, the thing is, there's so much, you know, there's a lot to do, a lot to see. And so we've got, right now, the winter sports. We've got basketball, men's and women's hockey, men's and women's basketball, men's and women's wrestling, ACHA hockey, men's and women's bowling. There's synchronized skating and
figure skating.
Yeah, figure skating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all yeah. amazing
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. And we didn't even touch on the fact that both of our wrestling programs were are amazing too. I mean, they you know, men's wrestling winning a conference title last year, and women's have had a national champion and multiple national qualifiers and things. And for a sport that, I mean, really took off 3-4 years ago, you know, and things. I mean, it's just been amazing what they've accomplished, too. I mean, you know, we haven't had wrestling a whole long time.
Exactly.
We won a conference championship already, so.
And the other thing is, and we have to mention it because it bears repeating, is the fabulous partnerships you have with Lenawee County High School, where the Adrian College facilities are made available for certain games, whatever, to the high school so that they can kind of continue to do what they do. I mean, I know it happens sometime on the ice rink. People know about baseball. They know there's been things played at Docking Stadium. So the partnership is wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, Lenawee County is our lifeblood. I mean, that's what it is. And we got to make our facilities available and give, you know, Lenawee County the opportunity to utilize our great facilities and things. And you know, hopefully that means, you know, a few of the student athletes decide to stay here and trickle over to us and become Bulldogs and things. So I think it's a great partnership, and I think it's as good a partnership for us as it is, you know, for them. So
absolutely. Well, we're just about done with this segment, Craig. I have to talk about cornhole now, just for a tinge. I am just like your cornhole members of your team. When I throw the bag, I do not hit any wood. Mine just goes and just
over the board.
Well, I'm not saying where it goes. I'm not saying where it goes. I'm just saying it doesn't hit any wood. Just like the guys on the team, theirs goes straight through the hole and doesn't hit any wood. I don't hit any wood. I don't come close to the hole.
You know, I've found out there's a name for that. It's called airmail. When you airmail it right into the hole, and it doesn't touch the wood.
Yeah.
So that's what I've learned in the last year is that I don't airmail very many either. I do airmail a lot, but not in the hole. Like,
oh yeah. So I you know, I'm just like, you gotta.
Did you know there's two sides to the bag too? I learned this. Yeah, there's two sides. There's one side that makes it slide and one side that makes it stick.
I didn't know that.
See, that might help you. That might help your game. Or maybe we can get you some lessons with our cornhole coach, and that might help you.
Oh, boy, that would be, yeah, yeah. But see, then I'd have to make a commitment.
Yeah.
I'd have to make it, which I, you know, because, you know, you talk about esports. I couldn't do the esports because I no longer have any fast twitch muscle fiber in my body. I'm basically all Eeyore now. So, I would never be able really fast. Yeah. Yeah. Hand-eye coordination, amazing.
Yeah, do you have eligibility left?
You're probably right. I do. I actually have 4 years that I didn't use in college, and then I got a COVID year. So I probably got lots.
I'll let our cornhole coach know. We'll get you on the recruiting.
Yeah, here
list.
We go. Here we go. All right, Craig. Thanks for being first up.
Yep, no problem.
We're going to be back with more. You're listening to All Access here, Adrian College on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take the family to Arrington Ice Arena this week for men's and women's hockey of all levels. Check out adrianbulldogs.com for team schedules, game times, and to purchase tickets.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want.
South of the Main Street, Beecher Road, Beecher Street intersection, and It's AC, Adrian College, all access going on now. And the guy that's on deck is Joe Palka, the newly minted Adrian College head football coach. He's in transit. So while he's in transit, we got Mike Frank here with us. You played football, didn't you?
No, I actually
didn't. No.
My parents, I played baseball and basketball growing up. Not here in Adrian, from the Chicago area.
Oh.
I went to Loras College in Dubuque, Iowa, and then moved
out here. But, yeah, my parents never let me play football. I was asked multiple times because of my size and growing up being a pitcher on a baseball team, everyone knew I had an arm, but I had to lose 15 pounds to play quarterback, and my parents has never let me. They're afraid I get hurt.
Well, you know, I knew of a high school athlete. This is a few years ago, and he was like 6'6" and weighed 280 pounds. But the problem was he was the goalie on the soccer team, and I'm going, what? You know, I would think if you can move well enough to be a goalie on the soccer team, you could be one heck of a pulling guard on the offensive line, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know. So how long have you been personally involved with Adrian College
Athletics? I started here in December of 2019. I started as the assistant sports information director, and then in March of 21 was when I got moved up to the head SID, and I've been doing that ever since.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Well, you're seeing this explosion going on now, and you got more work to do, don't you?
Yeah, but you know, the success of our teams is the fun part about my job. You know, I get to travel more to national championships. Like, you know, the past 2 years, I went to Lake Placid and Boston with our men's hockey team. I went to Orlando with our women's golf team. I went to Marietta, Ohio with baseball, and a couple years before that, I went to Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So that's kind of the fun part about my job is seeing the team succeed, because then I get rewarded with a free trip to the national championship.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool. Awesome. And so what we've got going on here, you know, now is that, you know, we've just moved into the winter sports, and the fall sports are now, the book is closed. One of the things that I think are unusual is the sports now that sometimes have split seasons.
Yeah.
That's that kind of, I've never, you know, oh, we just finished the fall schedule. We'll get back with you in the spring. And that's been a new thing from my point of view.
Yeah, we definitely have a couple of sports that are like that in the NCAA. Men's and women's golf are like that. Men's and women's tennis and men's and women's rugby. Rowing is also like that as well. So it's kind of a, you know, sometimes depending on the sport, you'll do your regular season in the spring or in the fall, and your postseason in the spring, or like tennis does their non-conference stuff in the fall, and then we'll do conference schedule in the spring. So it's kind of broken up to take advantage of the nice weather both at the beginning of the fall and into the spring.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if you had you wound up getting skulls outfitted so that in the wintertime you could put runners on them and a sail and do some ice boating, you know, double up there. That wouldn't surprise me for a second. Well, Mike, we've got Coach Paul to sit down and have a talk right now. We want to welcome him into the program. Have a seat, Coach, and nice to be on the program. Thanks for coming. Yeah, I know you're a busy guy.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Am I on? Okay,
yeah,
great.
We can hear you.
Yeah.
We can hear you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I'm sorry I'm a couple minutes late. I had a player meeting that ran a little bit over, so I apologize.
Oh, no, that's not an issue. Yeah, we can hear you, just like I'm sure your players could hear you just recently. So tell us, I mean, I got a chance to talk to you just a little bit last week. Are things settling in for you now? I know sometimes it can be a harrowing experience when you first start out.
Yeah, no, not settling in at all, if that answers your question. So,
okay.
It's a frenetic pace right now, but it's all great. I mean, there hasn't been 1 minute that I've not been excited about it. So, you know, just meeting new people, trying to figure things out, trying to recruit, trying to meet all our players and get them all situated, and then also put a staff together, along with learning where I have to go every day. So all those things are all rolled up at one, but it's been phenomenal so far.
Well, talk a lot. You mentioned one of the biggest challenges for college football head coaches is roster management, and that happens now on all levels. So challenges there trying to manage the roster and figure out what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is that'll be a challenge every year, you know, to manage your roster, to make sure that, you know, you retain and have an excellent roster, along with figuring out where the newcomers are coming from as you recruit. And this year is probably obviously a little bit more of a challenge because I'm learning about our current players for the first time. And I'm sure there was a ton of questions in their mind about what's going to happen, you know, how will this affect them. And really what you do right now is you kind of re-recruit them, you know, so we're trying to, you know, tell them what it's going to be like with us on staff and what they can look forward to and really maintain and grow the current roster that we have. And I told all those players that it's not about going out and finding other guys right now. It's about taking this current roster that we have has got to be the core, and, you know, we're going to win with this roster. So that's what I've been really wanted to, the point I want to get across to all our players currently. The unique thing about this is I'm just learning a lot about each guy individually, you know, every 15 minutes. So, you know, it'll definitely settle down. It'll definitely get easier. But there's just, everybody's got a story, you know, and I think it's important to meet our players where they're at and figure out how we're going to move forward as a team from here.
Well, you know, I've been saying, and it's a facetious kind of a note, but I said, you know, I think college football head coaches, it would help them if they take a class in organic chemistry, because it seems to be a bigger thing now than it used to be. Team chemistry and how that affects, you know, the season, the off season, everything.
Well, you're 100% right, and with every player, I'm asking them, hey, what was a positive about your experience? And then, you know, what's something that you would like to see us work on, you know, as a group together? And, you know, invariably, those types of things come up all the time. And I think that I tell people I coach now differently than I did 20 years ago. And it used to be, you know, a lot more about the X's and O's and about the scheme and, you know, and making sure that you're winning. And all that's important still. But really, at the end of the day, it's about people. It's about relationships. It's about, you know, your experience as a football player. And as everybody leaves that office, you know, I tell them that the expectation that you should have from us is that your experience as an Adrian college football player was an incredible one. And if you can walk out at the end of 4 years saying that, then we've done our job. A big part of that is the camaraderie that you build, the relationships that you maintain, and the chemistry that you have together as a group. And when you have all that rolling in the right direction, those are your most successful teams.
And so hopefully, you know, they're going to sit down and maybe play some Texas Hold'em so that they can be all in.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's the answer I like when they're leaving the office right now. You know, and I'll tell you what, the kids have been great. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. I'm excited about the group that we have, and I'm excited to go recruit. I mean, what's better than, you know, going on the road and telling people all about Adrian College. So, yeah, you're 100% right. We want them all in. We need them all. And then we're going to go get the group to surround them with as well.
All right. Well, I'm going to I'm going to take a break for a commercial. We're going to be right back, and we'll have more with Adrian College head football coach Joe Palka right after we take time out for this. You're listening to AC Adrian College, all access here on 96.5 The Cave at 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take the family to Arrington Ice Arena this week for men's and women's hockey of all levels. Check out AdrianBulldogs.com for team schedules, game times, and to purchase tickets.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too, don't forget the ball sauces too, ball sauces too, ball sauces too, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
Main Street in Adrian. It's the AC, Adrian College All Access Show here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. Continue with Adrian College head football coach Joe Palka. Your guy used to success. I mean, fabulous.
Where'd you get that at?
You know, all you got to do is just lean to the right there a little
bit. Okay, all right.
You know. Anyway, just and anybody that knows Michigan football, knows Southeastern Michigan football, knows about the success that you've had at Saline High School, 112-21. So you're not used to the right side of the ledger, so that's a good thing, right?
No doubt. That's no doubt.
That 11 consecutive postseason appearances, 10 conference championships, a 58-game conference winning streak. And, of course, people in this area are familiar. Adrian and Tecumseh are in the Southeastern Conference, although we're not in with the big boys in the red division in the white, but occasionally we had a chance to cross over and play, and so they know all about that, and they can see right from the numbers that the success that you've had and the program that you built at the Saline. I mean, congratulations, but you know, you're going to be used to certain things.
Well, you know, the I appreciate that, number one, and you can't win games without great players and without a great support staff, and we were fortunate to have all that. I guess the thing I would say in response to that is when you go out to put a new team on the field every year, you never think about that. The only reason I've even thought about that is being involved with this job. I really couldn't have told you, hey, where we're at, you know, what's our record been. None of that matters. It's really all about what you do moving forward. And that's one of the things I tell the kids. It's, it's play the next play. It's a big saying that I've always used. And, you know, we're not going to worry about what happened in the past, good or bad. It's we have a job to do, and that's get a little bit better every day. And that's the only thing I've really ever preached is just continuous improvement. That's really all I want out of you and what I want out of our program. And if we just focus on getting a little bit better each day, the winning takes care of itself. All those other things take care of itself. So, yeah, I've been fortunate to be in those situations, and I've been surrounded by great people, but that means zero right now. You know, that means zero to the people at Adrian College. They want to see, you know, what we're going to do moving forward, and, you know, that's what I'm excited about is starting this next challenge.
Well, you know, as you walk through the trails in the woods, there's lots of trails, but a little bit comforting that you can rely on your past successful experience to try and take on a new challenge.
Well, you're right about that. And one of the things is, I do have a lot of experience. I'm getting up there. So, you know, I look at, there's a lot of scenarios that we've been through. You know, so there's not much that we haven't been through in terms of overcoming adversity, in terms of, you know, challenges that lie ahead. Even things in talking with our current players about, a lot of those things are all things that I've dealt with before. So that's a big advantage. And, you know, experience teaches you a lot of things. And I like I said before, I coach differently than I did as a young coach 20 years ago or 25 years ago. And just knowing kind of what to anticipate, I think, is a big part of it. You're a pretty good judge of character by the time you get in these roles, and you also kind of know what potentially could happen. So part of it is being prepared. You know, like our team, we want them to be prepared all the time, but also, you know, just kind of knowing what to anticipate is a big part of this job and a big part of it, successful coaching, in my opinion.
Well, but you have some familiarity. It's not like you walked on the Adrian College campus for the first time. So you do have some familiarity with Adrian College and some familiarity with their traditions and their rivals and that kind of thing, right?
No doubt. And honestly, that's part of the reason I was drawn to the job. I have a lot of friends that are Adrian College alums. A lot of my friends are Adrian College graduates who were football players. I have always kept tabs on Adrian College from no matter where I've been. I grew up in the Toledo area or just north of Toledo. I'm aware of the tradition. I'm aware of, you know, the rivalries. I'm aware of the championships. I remember Mike Duffy showing me years ago, you know, all the rings that he had. I was always impressed by that. And, you know, the other thing that in talking with coaches that I respect that are in this conference or have been in this conference, the thing that I told them or they told me, I would ask about the job, and they said, here's the thing with Adrian. You always knew that you were going to see a well-prepared football team, and above that, it was going to be physical. The Adrian College was going to hit you. I mean, it was going to be a knockdown, drag-out type of game, and that's right up my alley. I was a defensive player in college, played linebacker, loved contact, loved the aggressiveness, loved to hit people, and you know, those are all things that are in line with my value system. So that's what excites me about Adrian College, and Adrian has been successful, you know, wildly over the years, and I know the past couple of years or this year in particular was maybe a blemish, but our goal is to get back to, you know, winning those championships and having those type of records and maybe make a run for a national championship. Those are the goals that, you know, I have in mind, but it's deeply based on that tradition that was set here before I got here.
You speak about tradition. I mean, obviously Adrian College has a lot of traditional rivals in the league. I know that, you know, they love Albion. And but that's all part of that is part of those nuances that you're going to get exposed to that maybe you weren't quite in a different observational point when those where you're at now. And I imagine there's always at least some things to learn about practically every experience.
Well, especially your first year, you know, that getting through that first year cycle is always difficult because there's you don't know what you don't know about a new situation. And, you know, it's easy to watch from afar and, you know, make your assumptions. It'll be a whole nother story, you know, lining up against, you know, Alma and Albion and Trine and teams like that that, you know, are strong every year. So. But I look forward to the challenge. You know, those teams are well coached. They're great programs right now. But I believe that we're going to be right there with them. And like I said, I don't know what I don't know, but I know that there's great coaches there and traditionally strong programs. They'll be difficult to beat.
Well, you have a strong presence here in southeastern Michigan. I imagine you have a pretty large footprint in this area when it comes to recruiting and that kind of a network is what you're trying to build. I mean, conversations with high school coaches, that's where it starts. And when you begin to look at a player that possibly might fit your system here at Adrian College.
Well, it starts locally to begin with. And I was at the Lenawee County coaches banquet, I think 2 weeks ago, amazed at what kind of players, what kind of coaching, all right here in our own county. So, you know, we're going to start locally. And we're going to recruit hard in our area to get the best players from this area. And then we're going to branch out. And we'll go across the state of Michigan, focusing on southeast Michigan. And then, obviously, in the state of Ohio, I have a pretty strong background as well. So, you know, tag northern Indiana into that. And that is what we want our recruiting base to be, in all honesty. Now, we'll go national in certain situations, and you have to anymore. But, you know, we want to stay close to our roots right here because we think – there's a lot of very good football players right in the immediate area, and we want to try to grab as many as we can, not let them go to some of the other schools in the MIAA.
So do you think eventually, I'm just trying to envision some of the nuts and bolts will be different for some of the players that are currently on the roster. Is it going to be, you think it's going to be a little bit different?
I'm sure it is. Anytime there's a new staff, you're going to have new ways of doing things. And I think, you know, probably what people are wondering is, hey, what will you look like offensively and what will you look like defensively? I think we always have a saying that it's players, then plays. So I think what we were planning to do on offense is to be multiple enough to encompass what we currently have on our roster. If you ask me, who do you look like in terms of scheme? You know, if you watch college football, you know, right now I would say if you watch Oregon, that would be a great example. You know, we love to run the counter play. We love to be balanced 50-50. We'll run four run schemes. And then, you know, we have a pretty complex passing system too. A lot of it is built on run-pass option. We love our spacing concepts underneath. And then we'll throw the ball deep too. So I think, you know, we are very multiple on offense. And regardless of what kind of front you're going to play on defense, and I'm probably a 4-4 down type of guy, a 4-3 type of guy, that is probably what we'll look like to most people. And that's probably similar to what Adrian did before. But we definitely want to be aggressive. We want to set the tone. We want to make the offense earn everything. So how you do that is, you know, great fundamental tacklers, be great in coverage, not give up home run plays, and put pressure on the offense. And that's definitely what we want to do. So, you know, will we look somewhat similar? Maybe at times, especially defensively, scheme-wise, to what Adrian maybe looked like. But I think we'll look a little bit different on offense. And then our special teams, we plan on that being an explosive part of the game as well.
Do you recruit to scheme, or do you tweak the scheme based on the players on the roster? And like you say, you may wind up getting, in certain situations, players from further away from your base.
That's a great question. And I think the general answer to that is recruit the best player. Let's find the best players available, and then we'll build it to what their strengths are. That's the simplest way to do it and the best way to do it. Now, that being said, if you're gonna be a predominantly style team, like let's say we were going to be more of a drop back pass team, then obviously you have to find a quarterback, and you have to find a couple of those skill players that fit that bill. So that's where you may branch out, go a little bit farther, and look for players that fit your scheme there. But I think we're multiple enough that we can take the best available players and players over plays, like I mentioned before, and then we'll fit the scheme around them.
Well, you know, I'm always radio. I mean, my number one mantra is you have to stop the runner. You can't win the game. And that has always been a hallmark of Adrian College's defensive strategy. That, you know, we have to stop the run or we're just not going to be successful. But, you know, the overall, I mean, and of course my other philosophy is, I mean, and it's not totally true, but I think a lot of the game is won up front on both sides of the ball. And if you're not successful there, it's going to be very difficult, no matter how fast or, you know, how skilled you are at the skill positions. And those guys are there. I mean, you gotta have those kinds of guys.
There's no question. And I think the great thing that I'm looking forward to is our ability to recruit to those positions. As a high school coach, you're limited to what's in your building. So, you know, a good example at Saline, you know, if we were a little small up front, we had to throw the ball more. We had to screen more. We had to do things like that creatively to have extension of the run game. The nice thing here is, hey, we can go out and we can recruit to the O-line and the D-line. And I agree 100% with you. Two things come to mind. Number one, you have to stop the run. The teams that are going to win are going to be able to stop the run and run the ball. As much as I like to throw it and we give the appearance at Saline of, you know, being a great passing team, we're at our best when we can run the ball. And then obviously you can't turn the ball over. If you turn the ball over, you're going to end up on the wrong end. So those are the three things I think that have to happen. And it was pointed out to me about a week ago that North Central, Division III school, you know, there, the linemen are the kings. You know, they recruit to it. They get all the benefits. They get first spot in the lunch line, you know, whatever it may be. You know, you got to take care of those guys. And there's a certain amount of truth to that for sure. And that's got to be a priority for us. You have to be great up front. And some of my friends that still coach in college say, hey, you know, you recruit your front four, and then you teach your back seven. So, you know, point being, you got to find great players on both sides of the ball to play those offensive and defensive lines. And, you know, frankly, we'll take a little bit of that north-central approach, and, you know, that's priority number one for us.
All right, well, we're going to take one more break, then we'll be back to finish up the show with Ader College head football coach Joe Palka. Right after this, you're listening to AC Aderian College All Access here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Aderian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Take the family to Arrington Ice Arena this week for men's and women's hockey of all levels. Check out AderianBulldogs.com for team schedules, game times, and to purchase tickets.
For a full list of Aderian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AderianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Aderian College Athletics.
Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
When there's no time to make food for your holiday party, carry out 4 pounds of frickin' chicken chunks for only $34.99.
Don't forget the ball sauces too. Don't forget the ball sauces too. Ball sauces too, ball sauces too. Frickin' chicken chunks, frickin' chicken chunks.
Give the gift that always fits, a $25 Frickers gift card, and get 5 frickin' bonus bucks free. Let them get what they really want.
What they really want.
AC, All Access, Aderian College All Access show here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com. And we're going to finish up the show with Aderian College head football coach Joe Palka. Joe, you've talked about, and I think you mentioned it, this will probably happen in the future, as far as your staff and who they're going to be. Probably won't get names for a while, but is that going according to plan?
Yeah, it's on schedule right now, and I can tell people kind of where they're coming from so they get an idea. There'll be several guys from our staff at Saline that'll be on our staff here, guys that I'm very close with, have worked with for a while. There will be guys with Aderian College ties on the staff. Aderian College alumni will be on our staff. There will be a percentage of local coaches who are coaching in surrounding high schools or in roles like that that will be helping us on our staff. There will also be some connections to my Northwest Ohio ties, possibly Whitmer High School or, you know, schools in that area that I'll bring a guy or two from that will be here. We're looking for I'll have some veteran guys on the staff. I'll have some young guys in their 20s on the staff, and we'll have some guys in their 30s and 40s. And we're going to have diversity on our staff. So I think that if I'm a player, I could get excited about, you know, there's something for everybody on that staff. And I just think you have to have that blend because everybody reaches players in different ways, and all players have different learning styles, and you can't have 10 Joe Palkas. You know, it's right. Not going to work. So I'm excited about the staff we're bringing in. And as they are into the college, I've took all my guys' cell phones numbers, and I said, hey, I'll text you when they're here. Come around, get to know them before Christmas break. So we got some on the way in. Other guys won't be here until around Christmas time, but everything is moving very well in that direction.
Well, and of course, like you said, you've had the experience, and you because I mean the thing, the more I hear about it is that when you're recruiting football players, one of the number one things they talk about are their relationships with the coaching staff, the head coach, their position coach, you know, all the coaches, and a lot of it is, you know, it's building relationships with those players.
That's 100% what it is, and that's what I have told everybody from the start, and that's what we have exemplified at Saline. And when I say I coach differently, much more relationship-based now as an older coach than I was before. And our coaches on our staff are great relationship builders and have those type of relationships with our kids. And what we've always said is that we're going to be very transparent. You're going to know on the football side of it where you stand, what you need to do to get better. We're going to tell you that, and we're going to be honest about it. Then you can just take that part, take it away, and we can joke, we can laugh, we can talk about all kinds of things outside of football because, you know, I have that type of relationship with you. So I kind of look at our position coaches as being extra dads for our players. I think if you take that mindset and you care about kids and you don't have an ego and you're not here for an ulterior motive, that's when you're successful. And that's what I want out of our guys. All of our coaches have always been player-centered, player-driven, have not been worrying about getting the next job or, you know, I need to be the next DC or any of that kind of stuff. It's all about, you know, trying to get our players better and developing players. And those are just hallmarks of what we're going to try to do here at Adrian.
Well, you know, when you talk about the success of the football team, I mean, that is inextricably linked or interlocked to their entire college experience. You can't be successful in one area and not successful in another area and not have it affect the other parts of your college life, right?
No doubt. One of the things that, you know, everybody always wants to talk about rules, and you know, I'm a big believer, and I have one rule. Let's do the right thing. Do the right thing all the time. And we tell players, you're constantly evaluated. We're always talking about you. We're always watching you. We're always trying to figure out the best position to put you in. But understand that everything you do across campus, everything you do in your social life, everything that you do in the classroom is a direct reflection of Adrian College football and of our football family. So you're 100% right. You can't just turn it on. And we tell guys all the time, you can't come to practice and just turn on a switch and then all of a sudden, you know, you're going to be a great player. You have to strive for excellence in everything that you do all the time. Those are the guys that are winners. Those are the guys that make great football players.
Yeah, I've had, especially being here in Michigan, I get people to come up to me because they know where I went to school, and they're always asking me, you know, and one guy says, how do you win a national championship? And I said, I believe you win a national championship when the practices are harder than the game.
No doubt. Now, and I've had that conversation 10 times and just today. And, you know, coach, what's it going to be like? And what I tell them is, I mean, we're going to put pressure on you during the week. Practice is going to be fast. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be more difficult so that when you're ready to play on Saturday, you can just let it flow and not think.
Yeah, it all works. It all works together. And I'm just trying to think of what's the team doing now here during the off season?
Well, right now what they're doing is they're finishing their last week of classes, and then they'll be in the finals next week. So what I'm telling everybody is, I need you to finish strong. I need you to finish strong academically. That has to be your number one priority, and then start to get in shape over the break. You know, run a little bit, lift a little bit, make sure that you're ready to roll. So you know, when we come back on that Sunday night or that Monday, we're ready to start our off-season program, and everybody's ready to roll and ready to buy in. So right now, other than me encouraging them in their classes, seeing where they're at academically and getting to know them, that's really all we're doing right now with our current team, because frankly, that's all we can do. And that'll all change when we come back from Christmas break.
And so what, they have a couple of weeks. I think the break for the student, the general student population, is actually
It's December 8th, I think, and they come back like on January 16th or 15th.
Yeah, so it's a substantial break for the Christmas holiday, so there'll be time to, as you say, work on some things.
Yeah, and that gives our staff a chance, too, to make sure that we are all in place and that we are organized and ready to go for that next segment of our program.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's a competition. When you're in the lineup, you're competing against – but when you're on the team, you got teammates you got to compete against. Everyone wants to play, and so they're going to be. They'll have an opportunity to ramp it up depending on what they got going on here the next month.
Yeah, and really one of the things that we've talked about all week has been that everything's going to be competitive. You're going to compete all the time. There's going to be competitions in the off season, and you know, it's all about not thinking about, like I said, game one. It's thinking about winning the day, as to speak. And I know that's a little bit of a cliche, but you know, try to beat the guy across from you every day. And then, hey, you're still your teammate, and you're going to joke with him afterwards. But without competition, people don't get better. And you know, if we really believe in that continuous improvement model, then we're going to compete every day and consequently get better.
Yeah, the old iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely. Love that saying.
Okay. Well, Coach, I want to thank you for being our guest here, along with Coach Rainey, the athletic director. We want to wish you, everyone connected with the Adrian College football program, all the best going forward. And I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk again in the future. A lot of people don't want to talk to me, so if you're in that boat, that's okay. I'm used to it. So,
One thing you'll get out of me is not too high, not too low. I talk to you in the good times and the bad times. So,
so anyway, best of luck going forward. We want to wish you your family and your staff's family, everyone, wonderful holiday season, and we look forward to getting a chance to talk to you again in the future. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It's great talking with you.
That is Joel Palka. He is the head Adrian College football coach. We're just about up to 256 on the dial. Laura back there, and she'll transition us over to the huge show that starts at 3 o'clock. And that's it for Adrian College All Access here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
Light Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815.